Queen Elizabeth has achieved something that no other British monarch ever has, 70 years on the throne, and today Britain celebrated her platinum jubilee. The Queen made a much-anticipated appearance with the royal family on the Buckingham Palace balcony. Thousands cheered as the Royal Air Force flew overhead. And NPR's Frank Langford has been watching just outside of London. Frank, listen, even the most skeptical must have felt some twinge of excitement today. How are Brits feeling about this 70-year milestone?
Yeah, Peter, there was definitely a lot of excitement. There are thousands and thousands of people filled the mall. They call it the Mall here, which is basically this big road that runs from Trafalgar Square down to Buckingham Palace. It was a sea of, you know, waving Union Jack flags. I will say this was also a four-day bank holiday, so some people did decide it was just better to go to Europe. But yesterday, there are always these royal superfans that I meet at these events, and some of them set up tents the night before so that they can get the best possible view of the parade. And one of them is a woman I talked to. Her name is Liz Bird. She spent last night in a tent. Her father had served in the army under the Queen, and this is what she had to say.
I think she just represents loyalty, steadfastness, and trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I feel like a big connection with her, and out of respect to her, and kind of thinking of my dad, so I just want to come and pay my respects.
Frank, one of the things I love about this is the pageantry. We saw the bear-skinned hats on the Queen's guard today. There's something called Trooping of the Color. So help us poor Americans understand some of the ceremonial parts of the day.
Sure, and this is, of course, what the royal family, and the royal family probably does better than most. This is an annual event, Trooping the Color. There's a big parade ground called Horse Guards Parade. And normally this is the parade marks the Queen's official birthday. And normally the Queen would inspect the marching soldiers, the soldiers with the red tunics and those bearskin hats you're talking about, as well as military bands. Well, this year, you know, the Queen did not do that. She's taken to using a cane since last fall because her health has not been as good. And instead, Prince Charles did the inspecting along with his son, Prince William. And Peter, I think this is part of a sign of a generational change that's already occurring in the royal family. You know, the Queen is 96. She's normally been extremely vigorous and always out there, but we haven't seen that much of her in the last 6 or 7 months.
You mentioned some of the royals that were there celebrating, but what about those that were not?
Yeah, and this is also a sign of change in the royal family. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, they were not there, nor was Prince Andrew, because officially, you know, they're no longer working royals. Now, the reason Andrew wasn't there is he was stripped of his royal duties, as many people would remember, because of a sex scandal. Back in February, he actually settled a sex assault lawsuit from a woman who said she had been forced to have sex with him when she was 17. He denies that. Of course, Meghan and Harry, they left the royal family, moved to California, so they're no longer participating in these sorts of events. But I do want to mention that all three did attend the ceremony. They just didn't have that prime perch on the Buckingham Palace balcony.
And just briefly, Frank, even as people celebrate the Queen today, are some Brits starting to worry about what life will be like without their beloved Queen?
I think so, because she has slowed down a lot. And I think there are questions about the future of the monarchy. You know, the Queen is extremely popular, 80% approval rating here. Prince Charles, it's a different story, 54%. Only a third, according to polls, actually wanted to become king. So there's still a lot of bad feeling towards him because of the way his marriage to Princess Diana ended. And when you talk to people, even, you know, big fans of the royal family, they say they're not crazy about Charles because of, you know, an affair that he had when he was married to Princess Diana. Well, and so that's
so many
something
years ago.
But it's people remember it very, very well here.
NPR's Frank Langford, just outside of London on the Queen's Jubilee. Thanks so much.
Great to talk, Peter.